It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
Germans, as well as folks across the world, will be raising mugs in honor of Oktoberfest this month. So it's only fitting that us Memphians celebrate the beloved beer as well. Now in its sixth year, the annual Cooper Young Beer Fest is this Saturday afternoon.
We weren't sure how the beer community in Memphis was going to respond to the festival, but we've been embraced with open arms, and the festival and the brewery have been just amazing to get going.
Explains Drew Barton, president and head brewer at Memphis Made Brewing and a founding committee member of the Cooper Young Beer Fest. I think that embraced is an understatement. The Memphis brew scene has exploded in the past few years.
We've seen a lot of new products come out to Memphis, and I think we've seen over 50 new beers that are from Memphis come into the market in the last 2 years, and that's been a great thing.
At Saturday's event, over 30 breweries will be sharing their beers, most local, but a few from out of town as well.
So all the beers at the festival will be beers that are within a day's drive, and we define that as being able to drive to that place and do something that day.
Just as with food, the less distance a beer has to travel, the better the taste.
We've seen a big buy local movement in food, and we're really seeing that come to the Memphis beer community, and it really just means that you're getting a much fresher, more quality product.
And what makes Memphis such a great place to brew beer?
So we've got a great water source here in Memphis, and that allows us to brew a variety of styles, which we've seen just flourish in the last couple of years as breweries have opened up, and that's given us a much more diverse product selection in Memphis that we didn't have a decade ago.
This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Cheers!
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org.